సావధూతం కుల్లన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాం శ్రావణాం లలితా శ్రీశాఖాంతాం శ్రీకృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీన బంధుజవత్పతి గోపీసు గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతి సప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధీ వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభాంశుతీనమామి హరిష్యే వంశాపర్వతర్భ్యాశీపాశుభైర్వచ ప్రతీతానాం పామనిభో వైష్ణవేభో నమో నమో. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభునిత్యానంద శ్రీఅద్వైతవరాధారిభక్తృష్ణ కృష్ణ 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 హరి హరి హరే రామ 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 హరి హరి. లేడీస్ అండ్ జెంటిల్మెన్, ఐ థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్ ఫర్ యువర్ కమింగ్ హియర్ అండ్ పార్టిసిపేటింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ గ్రేట్ మూమెంట్ of the Santanasa. So, we have been discussing this Saturday that Namam Vishkitanam Murhata Paddhante Narad. So, miscreant, sinful life cannot help us in making progress. That we have repeatedly discussed that we have to refrain from sinful activity. As we have stated several times, Dishavantavatam Papam. So the pillars of sinful life are four. They are, according to Shastra, that Priyasuna Panadhuta Jatra Papa Chaturvida. Four kinds of sinful activities, they are considered the pillars of sinful life. What is that? Illicit sex life. In the human society, everywhere, there is a system, civilized method of system of sex life, which is called marriage life. This marriage life is just like a license for sex life. In the Shastra, he says, Loke bhavaya amishamadda seva nityaptu jantu nahi tatra shodhana. Those who are conditioned so, these eating, sleeping, mating, these are the necessities of the body. In the spiritual world, these three things, the four things are conspicuous by hand. There is no necessity of eating there, no sleeping, no mating, no defense. That is spiritual life. So in order to advance in spiritual life, we have to voluntarily decrease these demands of the body. That is called tapasya. In our country especially, many great friendly persons, say this, even kings, voluntarily they would give up the demands of the body. Not that artificially increasing the demands of the body. That will not help us in spiritual life. So this prisanga or association with woman, that is a demand of the body. Loke bhavaya amisa madhya seva. Amisa means non-vegetarian food. It is flesh, peas, eggs. These are called amisa. And madhya means wine, liquor. So all the conditioned souls, they have got a natural inclination for sex life, intoxication, and eating fish. They have got a natural inclination. Even hence they have got all these inclinations. Psychologists and medical men, they have studied that even the hand, it has got also the same propensity. Loke bhavaya amisa madhya seva. So, when there is legalized marriage under religious principle, it is to be understood as part of concession. In the Puranas, there are Tamasic Puranas where it is recommended that if you want to eat flesh, then you can get a goat and sacrifice before goddess Kali and you can enter. The purpose is that if a conditioned soul has got the natural tendency, then why they are mentioned in the Shastra? The idea is, just like Lord Buddha, his mission was to stop animal killing. Ahimsa parama dharma. Lord Buddha appeared being compassionate to the poor animals. Sadaya vidaya dari sita pasu ghatam. There is a description of Lord Buddha's activity by Vaishnava poet, Jayadev Goswami. He says, praying to Lord Buddha, Nindasi yagya vidhe rahaha stuti jatam. Sadaya vidaya dari sita pasu ghatam. Kesa vadhita buddha sarira jaya jaya dhita. Lord Buddha appeared to stop this animal killing. But because in the Puranas there are sometimes regulatory principles of killing animals, therefore he had to deny the authority of Vedas. Because those who are after killing animals, they will find some clue that here in the Vedas, the animal killing is sometimes recommended. But that animal killing is not instigation that you go on killing animals. You can understand by a nice example that the government opens liquor shop. It does not mean the government is encouraging to drink liquor. It is not like that. The idea is that if government does not allow some drunkard to drink, they will create havoc. They will distill, illicit distillation of liquor. To save them, the government opens liquor shop with very, very great high price. If the cost is 1 rupee, government excise department charges 60 rupees. So the idea is not to encourage but to restrict. The idea is prohibition, at least in our country. Similarly, when there is allowance for sex life or meat eating or drinking in the shastras, they are not meant for instigating that you go on with this business as much as you can. No. Actually, they are meant for restriction. Therefore, for spiritual advancement of life, one has to know this basic knowledge, how we have to lead our life in order to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. We are therefore these restrictions that nobody can have illicit sex life. Nobody can eat meat and fish or eggs like that. Nobody can touch any kinds of intoxication, including smoking cigarettes and drinking tea. They are also intoxicated. And nobody can indulge in gambling. So, these things are necessary. Therefore, Krishna says, Chaturvidha bhajante ma sukriti nagya. Sukriti. Sukriti means, though I am living pious life, and these are the basic principles of living pious life. No illicit sex life. Sex life is required, but there is already in shastra a license. You can have sex life with your religiously married wife, not other person. Actually, marriage, sex life is not required, but it is just like license. The same thing, that there is no necessity of drinking wine, but those who are habituated, those who want to drink, for their government opens under so many restrictions in the town. The shastra also gives us this life. The Goswamis of Vrindavan, their ideal saint person. About them, it is said, Nidrahara Vihara Kadi Vidito. They conquered over the necessities of this body, which is called Visa. Conquering over sleeping, conquering over sex life, and conquering over eating. These things are required. Pious life means gradually decreasing the unnecessary bodily demand. That is past. That is the Saman Sarasya. Because Krishna says here that Chaturvidha bhajante ma sukriti, those who are living pious life, and those who are not living pious life, they are called Suskritina, sinful life. So, by indulging in such sinful life, it is not possible to understand Krishna. That is, Krishna also says in various places in the Bhagavad Gita, repeatedly, in form of Gisam Antagatam Papam. One who is completely freed from all sinful life. Jananam punya karma. This is punya karma. Not to indulge in illicit sex life, not to indulge in non-vegetarian diet, not to indulge in gambling, and not to indulge in intoxication. So, Chaturvidha bhajante ma sukritina arjuna asa athati jani jigna. Four kinds of men who are actually leading quiet life. Such persons. Such persons, when they are distressed, are so many distressed. We have got so many distresses in this material life. There are three kinds of distresses, pertaining to the body, pertaining to the mind, distresses offered by other living entities, adibhautic, adhyatmic, adidaivik. We are always in distress. That is a fact. But there is a powering influence of Maya that even in distress condition, we think that we are happy. That is powering influence of Maya. So, artha arthati, arthati, artha and arthati, these two qualities are alleged to belong to the grihastha. And jnani and jigyasu, these qualities are supposed to be belonging to the tyagi. The bhogis, the grihasthas are called bhogis. And the tyagi are brahmachari and sannyasi. So, jnani, when he must searching after God, there is no question of being put into distress condition or in need of money. They are searching after God for God's sake. What is the nature of God? Atata Brahma Jijyan. They are inquiring, inquisitive about Brahma. What is the nature of Brahma? They are called Jnani. And Vijnasi. They are also within the category of the Jnani. So the Jnani and the Vijnasu, inquisitive, they are better than the Artha and the Arthati. Artha means distress and Arthati means those who are in need of money. So even being Artha or even being distress and in need of money, we approach Krishna. Krishna says, Ma. Not any other demigod. Chaturdhija bhajante maam. Maam means Krishna, says maam means Krishna. So, four kinds of men. Those who are leading pious life, Sukritana Arjuna. Because they have no other alternative than to approach God for mitigating their distress. Actually, our invention for so many distress mitigating instruments. That's like medicine. Take for example, when a man is diseased, generally the counterpart is physician and good medicine. But Shastra says that actually they are not counteracting agents. Because it is found that a man suffering from certain type of disease, although attended by the first-class physician, and although offered first-class medicine, he dies. Why? Because there is no sanction of the Supreme Law. So our counteracting method, even though they are very efficient, still, unless it is sanctioned by Krishna and God, they will not be effective. There are many such examples. Some years ago, perhaps you know, that in America, they started one very strong and stout team. It is known, I think it was named Titan. So it was guaranteed that it will never be drowned. It is so well-looking. And all the important men of America started in that sea for the first time. And after 2 months, immediately, it was drowned. So in spite of all scientific protection, in spite of all good brains behind the manufacture of this Titanic sea, it was drowned. So in this way, we are to study that this artha and arthati, because they are their background is supitula, pious activity, they know that without God's help, we cannot mitigate any of our distress, suddenly, or maybe, suddenly. Therefore, the Atman or Thati, whose background is past life, they approach God. Krishna, please help me. Although it is not pure devotion, pure devotion is without any desire for material benefit. That's why it is enjoyed in the Shastras, Samma Subhapriya Mati Pramana. The chanting of Hare Krishna mantra should not be taken as a mitigating agent for our distress condition. No pure devotee will desire or any material benefit by worshipping Krishna or chanting His holy name. That is also considered as one of the offenses of 10 kinds of offense. Namna vala dasahi pāpa buddhi. But in fact, even though they are not pure devotees, purity of devotion, it takes time. But still, in the sastra, it is recommended that even if you have some material desire, akama sarvakama va mokshakama udharati. Akama and sarvakama. Sarvakama, those who are atmas, always in distress condition, and mokshakama. Mokshakama means those who are desiring atmas, liberation. They are also demanding something. Those who are mokshakama, they are also demanding something. The siddhikami, they are also demanding something. But pure devotee does not demand anything. That is pure. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karmad anabritam. Anupullinga krishnana silanam bhakti ruttama. That sample of pure devotion is found in Vrindavan. Among the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And Krishna was present. He was demonstrating his transcendental prescience of Vrindavan. These gopis and the cow has born. They were the best examples of becoming pure devotees. So Krishna says that Chaturvidha Bhajante Ma Sukritana Arjuna. So Arjuna also says, Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Parabrahma Paramadhama Pavitam Paramam Bhava. When Arjuna understood the Bhagavad Gita, he understood Krishna also. And he said, Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of God. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, you are the Supreme Shelter. Param Dhamma, Pavitra, this word is there, Pavitra. Without being pavitra, without being pious, without being free from contamination of material activity, nobody can approach Krishna. That's the fact. But Krishna is so kind that he orders that even if you are got some kamana, some desire, material desire, still you can take shelter upon me. Sarva-dharma-hampati. You do not take shelter of anything else. Simply depend on me. Sarva-dharma-hampati kajma-me-sang-sang. You haven't got to depend on anything else. I will give you protection. So we have to take faith in the words of Krishna and think of complete faith and devotion at the lotus feet of Krishna. That will make us happy and make progress in Krishna consciousness, in order to achieve the highest goal of life, back to Godhead, back to home. Jadgattana nivattante tadhama paramahama. So, this Krishna consciousness movement purely based on the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. It is not a manifestation. as you are hearing for so many days. Our basic principle is the Bhagavad Gita. It is not that we have manufactured something, as there are so many manufactured processes. If we actually take Krishna consciousness seriously, as it is assured in the Bhagavad Gita by the Supreme Lord, Krishna, we are sure to achieve the result without any doubt. Krishna assures, mass future, don't be doubtful. Simply surrender unto me. I shall take care of you. The whole Bhagavad Gita is taught in that way. Manmana bhagavan bhakta madhyaji maha namaste. Mameva japrapadante maya metana tarantu. Ahameva sarvajagdhanam bhoksata prabhureva. In this way, in Bhagavad Gita is found, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Krishna is the absolute personality of God. So, his instructions are there. So, our request from on behalf of the Krishna consciousness movement, that from, of course, as far as possible, we have tried to convince you during this 8 days sometime, that if you also cooperate with us, that those now have to abhavar the vatman, then the result will be very quick. Simply, if you go back home, hearing all these instructions of Krishna, that will not help. Of course, any sane man will think over this. So that is recommended in the Shastra. Through good association, by hearing from the devotees, one becomes purified, one becomes thoughtful about Krishna. But he practically applied in his life the instruction of Krishna, then he makes progress in spiritual life or towards the ultimate goal of life to go back to home, back to God. It is not a future that there is no planet at Krishna Loka. No, there is. From Bhagavad Gita, you have understood. But there is another nature. Besides this material nature, there is another nature, which is called Sanatana Dhamma, Parasatmatu Bhavanna. And there are innumerable planets. They are called Vaikuntha Loka. As much as there are innumerable planets within this material world. So these are all facts. If you believe Shastra, if you have got faith in the Shastra, then you have to take this path of Krishna consciousness in order to satisfy yourself to the spiritual world. There is a spiritual world, because we are spirit soul. Without being transferred to the spiritual world, we cannot have real happiness or real enjoyment. That is a fact. All these informations are there very explicitly. We do not try to understand Bhagavad Gita by malinterpretation and commentary. Try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. And will benefit. That is our request. Of course, we are finishing this ceremony today here, that if opportunity is there, we can continue the study of Bhagavad Gita as it is, and if Krishna gives us opportunity, we can try to serve you again more and more. Thank you very much.